Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good Friday morning, Drew.
Indeed. It's another cloudy one, though. We're starting off with a little bit of fog out there in parts of the region as well. But fog is a good indicator that perhaps we're finally going to get out of the cold and into some warmer bias conditions. And it always starts off with a little fog at this time of the year when you start bringing warmer air over the colder ground. Yesterday afternoon's highs were only in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. We are about in the same range at this hour. A lot of 20s out there. There are a few temperatures over 30 degrees out in the far southwestern and west central parts of the Midwest. But it's basically pretty much a uniform temperature regime out there, a few upper teens in a few locations as well. But as we go through the next couple of days, it'll be rather tranquil across the Midwest, but we will gradually warm things up a little bit, getting into a little bit more of a favorable temperature environment. Don't look for it to be dramatically warm for another couple of days, but as we get into Sunday, I think we'll probably see the temperatures that afternoon working their way back up into some 30s and 40s across the region, and we'll actually see some 50-degree temperatures showing up in the southern parts of the region as we get into Monday and possibly Tuesday. Now, all the warmth is occurring because of a storm center that's going to be drifting into the Midwest as we get to the end of the weekend and early part of next week. This will be mostly Sunday into Tuesday of next week. When it comes into the western Corn Belt, it's going to come in rather innocently. It's not likely to have much excitement to it. A little bit of light snow, a little bit of freezing drizzle may occur in Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, and parts of Wisconsin on Sunday going into Monday morning. But on Monday afternoon and Tuesday, we'll see this low-pressure system intensify quite a bit, and it'll become a significant winter storm for the western and northern parts of the Great Lakes region. Those areas will end up seeing widespread snow, with maybe upwards to 8 inches possibly to accumulate in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Much lighter precipitation will occur in the rest of the Midwest up until about Monday evening. Starting Monday night, going into Tuesday, there'll be a shower and thunderstorm pattern beginning to line up along a frontal boundary, and eventually we'll see some strong thunderstorms developing from parts of the southeastern corner of Missouri and western Kentucky into parts of Indiana and Ohio. This will occur primarily as we go into the morning on Tuesday, and those storms will get stronger and march further to the east across the region Tuesday afternoon into early Wednesday morning. After that, the colder air will pour into the heart of the Midwest, and we'll see a little bit of rain shower activity changing over to a little light snow, but we won't see nearly the accumulations that the upper Midwest will. Most areas will just see a dusting to an inch or two at the most, and quite a few areas will just see a lot of wind and snow blowing around. After that, we'll see another storm system developing at midweek next week that might have a little bearing on some of the Christmas travel. I don't think it's necessarily this other system occurs after Christmas. Actually, it's probably going to be Thursday night into Friday. A low pressure center will come into the western Corn Belt once again, and that system will end up producing widespread snow again in the upper parts of the Midwest, but the eastern areas should not be impacted in a significant manner. So as we go through next week, we'll have a quick period of rather nasty weather in the upper parts of the region. It will hinder some of the travel for Christmas. After that, we'll see a system late next week that will only produce light amounts of precipitation across the region. In South America, it's going to be very wet this weekend. Some heavy rains will occur in Rio Grande do Sul and northward into parts of Paraná and Sao Paulo. There may be some flooding that will occur, and that will make the headlines perhaps on Sunday night or Monday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.